Greetings this week. This is Father Rock O'Connor talking about the 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time. I didn't preach this weekend because the deacon preached at the parish where I'm serving. And so I wanted to look at some of the things in the gospel for Sunday. So we're going to look at stumbling and casting out. They're great words in Greek. To stumble is scandalizo, from the word scandal. That's what we get from that. And, you know, if your hand, eye, or foot causes you to stumble, cast it out. We're going to look at those two words, to stumble and cast. What's interesting about the word stumble in Mark's gospel first, it describes, it ties into the part of the parable of the sower this way. These are the ones that have been sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they receive it with joy. They have no root. They endure only for a while. When trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they stumble. It's often translated, they fall away. But it's the Greek word scandalizo. They take offense when persecution or trouble arises. And the other part that's interesting is Mark chapter 14. At the Last Supper, Jesus said to them, and this is one translation, "You will all become deserters. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered." What the Greek says is, you will all stumble. You will all take offense at me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised, I will go before you to Galilee. But Peter said to him, even though all shall stumble, I will not. So there's something there about trouble and persecution arising on account of the word. That's when stumbling happens, like with Peter and the disciples. The verb to cast out or to throw out is used. It's a very interesting use. It was translated, if your hand, if your foot, if your eye causes you to stumble, cut it off or tear it out. Well, that looks like a very violent action in a way it is. But here's what the Greek says and how it's used in Mark 12 to 14 times, that Jesus cast out many demons, proclaiming their message and his message in the synagogues, casting out demons. He sent the 12 away to have authority to cast out demons. And so it's not so much tear your eye out or cut your hand off, but cast it out, what causes you to stumble. In other words, what causes you and me to take offense at Jesus choosing the way of humility and humiliation to accept the cross. For us, it seems like to me, we would stumble. And so to cast that out looks like this in the Old Testament. In Exodus, it says they are getting ready to celebrate the Passover. And they made their bread unleavened because it was time to get the heck out of there. Because they were cast out of Egypt and could not wait, they prepared unleavened bread. That's one use. There's a whole bunch of uses also in Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers and Deuteronomy that talk about God going before the people to cast out the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. I will cast out nations before you, Exodus 34. But there's another translation. Moses sent out to spy this area. They captured its villages. And they not only cast out the Amorites who were there, but they dispossessed the Amorites. And in Deuteronomy, it talks about God, if you follow my commandments, then the Lord will drive out all these nations. You will dispossess nations larger and mightier than yourselves. In other words, not you would take away their possession. So casting out the foot and the hand and stuff means to dispossess. And lastly, it has the connotation, as it did before with those other nations, of casting out that which is the symbol of idolatry. In Isaiah 2, 18 to 21, enter the caves of the rocks and the holes of the ground from the terror of the Lord, from the glory of his majesty, when he rises to terrify the earth. On that day, people will cast away to the moles and to the bats. That's a great image. Their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which they made for themselves to worship. So really, in one sense, it looks like this, that the stumbling happens in regard to Jesus choosing the way of humiliation and diminishment and loss that was the route of the cross. And the fact that the disciples, like you and me, stumbled at that, took offense at his taking of the cross. And what we're called to do is cast out the hand, the foot, and the eye that leads to idolatry, to dispossess ourselves of those things that symbolize and tempt us to idolatry. So that's another way of looking at the readings today, and I hope some of this was helpful, and I'm going to talk about the other three parts of the body tomorrow. Thank you. Bye. And God bless.